Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
A stockbroker who writes large checks to his favorite charity. A Buddhist priest who, with shaved head, goes on a long journey. A young woman who takes a vow of chastity and goes into a convent. These three don't have much in common, but there is one thing they do share. Each in his own way is seeking some assurance that if he or she died, God would not forget what they had done. All roads lead to Rome, right? Do the best you can, and surely at the end of the trip, God will take notice if you've done more good things than bad things, then surely he'll open the door. Agree or disagree? The issue boils down to something very fundamental. Who decides? By what rules do we play the game? Who referees the final play and decides who will pass the final exam in life? How can you really be sure? Do you ever wonder? A minister was acquainted with a woman who occasionally attended church. She believed that nobody could really be sure about life after death. One day her pastor asked her rather bluntly, "Do you have the assurance that if you died today, you'd go to heaven?" Somewhat taken aback, she replied, "I hope so," and then quickly added, "But I don't believe it's possible for anybody to know for sure." "Oh," said the minister, "then you do not believe the word of God." "Most certainly I do," she snapped back, "every word of it." "May I show you just one verse in the Bible?" he asked. "There's nothing you can show me that I don't already know," she said, trying to end the conversation. "Just one little verse," he persisted. Taking her Bible in his hand, he turned to 1 John 5:13. He read slowly, "I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." "Do you believe that?" he asked. "Certainly," she replied. "Do you believe in the name of the Son of God?" "Yes." "Do you trust him alone as your Savior?" he asked. "Yes, I do," she answered again. The pastor then said, "Well, then you are saved. Have you been born again?" She thought for a minute and replied, "Well, I hope so." "I know your problem," said the pastor. "When you went to school, they used to spell differently." "What do you mean?" she said. "When you went to school," he continued, "they spelled K-N-O-W-H-O-P-E. He turned to 1 John 5:13 again and read the verse. Then the light dawned. The Bible says very plainly that all roads do not lead to Rome. It says, "There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among men by which we must be saved." Jesus himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." Now, the very good news is that you can know that you have eternal life right now. K-N-O-W. That's different than to hope so. And this life is a gift. Now, when it comes to a gift, you don't earn it, you don't deserve it, and you can't buy it. You can only receive it. When Jesus was crucified, God accepted his death in your place. And in so doing, God made it possible for you to be forgiven and to be adopted into the family of God. John says simply, "He who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life." So the question is, do you have the Son? Your answer is important.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. For more practical and inspirational messages, visit guidelines.org. If you find our devotionals helpful and would like to share them with others, consider supporting our ministry with a donation. Again, that's guidelines.org. Thanks for listening to Guidelines for Living.